Hey guys, well, welcome to day three of Fasting with God. You know, our time together is really special, even though it's just a few moments every morning. And my goal was to keep you accountable through your fast. I've done a lot of fast, and I tell you what, it's hard and sometimes even lonely. So it's fun to have an accountability partner and a fasting coach to keep you focused on your commitment to God. Well, today's passage and today's name of God is so powerful. You're going to have a wonderful time studying today. Our name of God today is El Elyon. El Elyon. Well, the name El, as we mentioned in day one, means God. So El is God, and El Elyon, Elyon, means Most High God. Most High God. So today we're talking about the Most High God. There is no other gods above our Yahweh, Jehovah, Creator God. There's only one God, and He is the Most High God. So as we talk about El Elyon today, I want you to think in your own life about areas that possibly you've put someone before God. Maybe it's been yourself. Maybe there's been times in your life where you lifted yourself above God. You had your eyes on your career or a desire or a goal and not on El Elyon. Remember I told you the one thing that's really powerful is to learn the name of God and make it so intimate that you begin to call Him out in His name, in His characteristic. So when I'm on my prayer walk, sometimes I'll just call out to El Elyon, God Most High God. And I begin to walk through the things that I have put before Him. And I said, God, You're so high above. You're highly exalted. You are the self-existent one. You are the Jehovah. You are the great I Am. You are Elohim. You are God, a very God. So begin today to think in areas that you might have put God before, or yourself before God. So begin to read through that and pray through that. You know, there's a passage I want us to look at today because I find it really interesting. And the Word of God is, as the Bible says, powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it can pierce deep. It can go deep in our life. So when we read the Word of God, it really shows us the intentions of our heart. So I want to take a moment. Today's really just a great passage, and I don't want you to overlook it. But there is a passage, and it's in Isaiah. And it's a story, maybe you've read it before, where Lucifer has lifted himself above God. This is Satan himself. And he has lifted himself. He feels that he is equal to God or even greater than God. And in this passage, God says to him, and this is what we got to remember, God speaks down to him and He says, "Oh, Lucifer, how far you have fallen." Now, let me just give you a little background to the story here. Lucifer was one of the three archangels. So he was lifted in power in that he was an archangel, one of the three archangels that God, Elohim, created. But he had become so proud and full of himself that God kicked him out of heaven, and a third of the angels, which are the demons today, fell with him. And his name was Lucifer, that archangel. And here's what God says to him, "Oh, Lucifer, how far you have fallen from heaven, you son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. You said in your heart, 'I will ascend to heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mountain of the congregation on the farthest side of the north.'" I will, now this is Lucifer, as we know him, Satan. He says, "I will ascend above the heights of the clouds." Now listen, this is really good. This is our name for today. Here's what Lucifer said. "I will be like El Elyon. I will be like the Most High God." Lucifer thought he could exalt himself above all other gods. The God, Yahweh, Jehovah, El Elyon, Elohim. He lifted himself. And let me tell you why this is so important. We don't even realize in our own lives often we elevate ourselves. This is a great passage for all of us today as we enter into our fast for today to stop and say, God, You alone are El Elyon. You are the Most High God. And be aware that we aren't much different in our heart. Often we try to exalt ourselves above God. So read through that passage today and take a few moments to meditate. And then we'll go to our fasting focus for today, day three. And that's found on page 74. And today we're going to fast for a pure heart. Now remember I told you every day it's a different fasting focus. So make sure as you read through this, you don't miss what the key fasting focus is for the day, because every day is different. I've chosen these based on the scripture, and we're going to just drill deep into certain areas every day So today is a pure heart. God, I want a pure heart, a pure motive. And so the passage I have is in Joel 2. And this morning when I got up, I opened up my Bible and I read back through Joel. And it's kind of interesting if you've never read the book of Joel. It's just a short little book. But it starts off with all of these locusts, these plagues that are coming over God's people. Literally the swarming locusts and the gnawing locusts and all the locusts. And they've taken over everything. There's not food. There's not, the cattle are crying. I mean, it's just a horrible situation. And it kind of reminded me a little bit of this pandemic we're in. There was just a time where everyone was mourning and there was a shortage of food and people were crying out. And we're not there yet, praise God. And let's pray we never get there. But there was this calling out. And here's what Joel the prophet says to him. He comes to him and he says, let me tell you why this crisis has come upon you. Because you need to repent. You need to have a pure heart. You have turned away from God. You have made yourself El Elyon. You have lifted yourself above God. And the prophet Joel comes to the people and he says, repent. The word repent means to turn around and go the other way. You're walking one way and you fall under conviction or awareness, or you sense that you're doing something wrong, and you literally do a 180 and you start walking the other way. You've been walking away from God. You turn, you repent, and you start walking back to God. And that's what Joel says. And there's this beautiful prophetic passage that you're going to read in Joel 2 that he says, repent and turn unto me, and then let me see what I can do for you. And God turns around and he just pours his blessings and his goodness and his righteousness and his love back on his people. That's all God wants from us, is to repent and to turn to him. So our fasting focus today is on repentance and returning back to God. Now, remember I told you that we're going to go deep, and this may seem hard on you. You may seem like saying, she's a little harsh, isn't she? But here's the truth. Until we go deep into our soul, our motives, our attitudes, our reactions, until we get honest, until we look in the mirror and look at ourselves eye to eye, we will never be filled with the Spirit of God if we're filled with the spirit of self. I think that's good. We'll never be filled with the Spirit of God if we're filled with the spirit of self. And so when we purify ourselves, that's what fasting is. That's what all 21 days, it's again, bringing the offering to God, bringing our prayer to God. So we go deep. That's what Joel was saying. That's what the Word of God says. Did you ever notice the habit of Israel? That God would bring them in. He would love them. He would pour his blessings out. He would protect them. And then they would become arrogant and boastful and proud. And they would turn from God and they would go their own way. And then the Bible says he would bring leanness to their bones. He caused them to see that they needed him. And I'm not saying that's what God's doing now, but I have to wonder if God's just trying to get our attention, if God's trying to bring us back to who he is, understanding who he is in name and character and attribute. That's why we're studying the names of God. So would you, in today's fasting time, begin to press into El Elyon, the Most High God? Would you repent and turn as Joel the prophet called us to do? As you go through our questions together, and that's what you're going to do right now. You're going to go through right here on page 76, and you're going to go through your daily assignment. And as you go through the daily assignment, read through each of these questions and meditate. Now, remember what I talked to you about meditation. Meditation is stopping and listening to God. Yeah. Prayer is talking to God. Meditation is listening to God. And ask him, like he does in his still small voice, to speak to you, to give you a new vision, a new perspective, to give you hope and dreams, to fulfill your goals and give you the desires of your heart. So you're going to walk through that. You're going to answer those questions, and then you're going to move to our prayer time. And what I want to do now is I want you to look at our prayer to El Elyon. And you'll find that on page 79. Now, as we pray together, and we take some time to pray together, I want to talk to you a little bit about prayer, the power of prayer. You've heard me say, and many of you know, if you know me, that I love to prayer walk. I love to move into prayer. And I mentioned to you that prayer is just talking to God. So part of our fasting time together and our coaching time is me equipping you and coaching you and teaching and training you how to pray. Prayer is taking your request. You know, the Bible tells us that God gives us the desires of our heart. So you have to start with that desire you have and ask God if this is a desire from Him. Do you know many of us have desires that are not from God? So you can't just say, God, you're going to give me the desires of my heart and everything you want, God's going to give you. God has to give you the right desires. So what you're going to do right here is you're going to begin to pray and you're going to say, God, I'm in day three of our fast, El Elyon, day three. And I'm going to ask you to begin to speak to me through our prayer time. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to go deep with you. I'm going to pray and read the Word of God. And you're going to take this prayer that we find, and you're going to pray this to El Elyon. So sit a moment. Now listen, most of us don't know how to meditate. Most of us don't know how to sit still. We live in such a world of turmoil and noise and fast-paced everything that it's hard to sit in silence and solitude. So stay with me right now. Just stay with me right now. Just sit for a moment. Because part of this exercise of discipline is learning how to be still and know that He is God. He is El Elyon. We pray this prayer together. Oh dear El Elyon, You are the Most High God. Your presence is eternal and sovereign above all. Today I submit to Your will and Your call on my life. I ask You to empower me with strength and confidence to be all You have created me to be. I will not put any other gods before You, the King of Kings. In Jesus' name, amen. If that's your prayer, then take a moment and meditate upon those words. And then below, I have a journal entry, a time for you to put pen to paper and to begin to talk to God. Now remember, this exercise is not just abstaining from food. These 21 days are not just seeing how tough you are and if you can be focused enough to not eat. It's for you to learn how to listen to God, to go deeper with God, to know His names, His characteristics, to read these fasting passages, to understand this is a spiritual exercise. So take a moment before you go to work or get the kids off to school or whatever the things you're doing today and sit in silence and let Him, El Elyon, the Most High God, speak to you. I pray blessings over you today, riches over you today, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning for day four. Have a great day. God bless.